Hashem says to Moshe, that everybody should be money, because Yichud Shuma is called Yichud Shuma, it's Liboy, Tichud Shumasi. The objective here is to build a Mishkan, a Shachanti, B'Soichem, that Hashem should dwell inside the Mishkan. And if you want to understand what's going on here, as we know, as we heard from Rav Hirsch and Mr. last week on Shabbos, beautifully so, he said that the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you said Nasa V'Nishma, now it's right for you to build a Mishkan. So what was the connection between Nasa V'Nishma and building a Mishkan? So he said beautifully after the Beis HaLevi, Nasa V'Nishma is not two, it's not one zav, it's two separate things. As the Mugmar's Magda, they got two crowns, not one crown. And Shabbos Pechah says, why do you have two crowns? Because since Nasa became before Nishma, is the Pshat, there's two aspects of Limud HaTorah. There's the Nasa and there's the Nishma. Nishma means learning Torah for the sake of learning Torah. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to make a kesher with them through Torah. The Mela, that's what's going to build a Mishkan. But what do we see from this? Because Baruch Hu here wants to connect with Klal Yisrael. He wants, as we know, the Mepharshim say, what is the Inyan of the Mishkan? What does Kodesh Baruch Hu say a Mishkan? What do you need a Mishkan for? The concept, which is called Shechina B'Tachton, Hashem wants to dwell amongst us over here. But Chazal says even more, that the Mishkan, the Ramban brings, it was a hemshech of Har Sinai. And Kodesh Baruch Hu had made a revelation to Klal Yisrael Har Sinai, and that he just talked to them upon him, there was a direct connection with Kodesh Baruch Hu. They saw Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rashi V'Eschalim, Einoid Mulvado, Hashem opened up all the heavens. They saw Kodesh Baruch Hu upon him. Hashem wanted to continue that relationship in the Mishkan, in the dwelling place that Hashem's going to dwell, and we're going to connect with him over there. So if we want to understand and want to go into the base of the Mishkan, so in this week's parasha is going to tell us how to build a Mishkan. And the Mishkan obviously is built with different types of materials, and there's an Azara, a courtyard, we'll start before, there's a courtyard, and then there's Azara, which gets closer, and then there's the Kodesh, the Kodesh Kodoshim, and holy and holy and holy, and to reach the holy of the holy. And inside there, Rabbi Yisrael is the Chayra, the greatest possible place, as we know, the person's not allowed to even go into that place, the place where, it's the place where, according to God is allowed to go once a year, Achaz Bashana, to Nimchan Hazeh, and if you go in there any time of the year, Achaz Bashalom, even when he goes in, he has to have the right Mechshavis, because there, I guess, the presence of the Shechina is, that's it, the holy place. What gives it that status? The high note, it comes down to this. The Mishkan, beautiful, a gvaldika structure, a gvaldika edifice, filled with coin, with wood, and with gold, and everything around it. And it's a holy place. The Mishkan, the tabernacle, everything's gvaldika, find it there, and then you go in, and come in closer and closer, and you get into a holier place, and a holier place, and you place you can't even go, you come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And what's there? Where is it all about? We find over there Aron HaKodesh. And on top of that Aron, there's Shnei Keruvim, as the Pasuk says. V'asisa ka'apoyah zohar of Torah, V'asisa shnayim kum zohar mitzvah ta'atza oisam, Shnei Keruvim, Zachoyi v'apoyah, Kuv echod, from where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dibur come from? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's personal relationship. What's the personal relationship? The personal relationship is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talk to Klal Yisrael, not just a one time talking or a one time scene of a Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, a Gevaldika, you know, talking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Christ, who speaks to people, to mortals. The first time in the history of the world, we speak to a whole nation. Har Sinai. But the Mishkan was a reenactment of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dibur is going to be continuous. It's not only going to be a one-time experience. But from where is that going to come from? The speech will come forth from the two, between the two kruvim, and from there will be the hemshech of Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word, his ratzon, his desire to speak to his nation, to have the relationship will be from Shnei Kruvim. What are these kruvim, Rabbi? Zokti Gemara Chagiga Yud Gimel Amid Beis. My kruvim, Amru, Amr Avol Ki Ravya, Shekem B'Bavel, Kernel Yenuka Ravya. These two kruvim that are on top of the Aron HaKodesh, in the Kodesh HaKodoshim, are Ki Ravya Ki Yenuka, baby face. Two baby face kruvim on top of the Aron Kodesh. In the holiest place, that's where we find Hashem's going to talk between two kruvim. Obviously, this has needs an explanation. Why the baby face? Why that's the image that from which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dibur comes from? The obvious answer would be, maybe the first answer would be that obviously the purity, the naivety, the purity of a baby, that obviously the younger the child is, we know the Gemara says that of course, but the world exists on the hevel pihem of tinoikish obes rabba. The Gemara says in Furish in Shabbos, we don't mevatel. I feel a binyan base hamigdash. Mevatel the hevel pihem shal tinoikish obes rabba from learning, but the purity of their learning, avada has emerged the Gemara. That's the pure, the baby face represents the purity of the person before he's metamta bechet. And I've obviously, when we want to talk about the Shekhinah talking to Klal Yisrael, it has to realize that the ones that are accepting it, the ones that's involved in it, have to be pure. But the Chayyim, Rabbi Sai, you want to explain another Mahalach, Rabbi Sai. That's him, I think, this was the Shem Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, also he says it. And the story is something very, very pertinent to our avodas Hashem, but befrad our avodah in Torah Mitzvah. The story that the kruvim represent the baby face of Mitzvah is that a child that approaches Limud HaTorah. The Vada, when he enters into Limud HaTorah, he has a keshu with Limud HaTorah. A Vada, the Yisoy, the Yisoyness of that is the freshness, the uniqueness, the excitement of Limud HaTorah. That in order for Torah to make an impression, in order for Torah to be, have its effect, in order for Torah to be something special, unique, and anything can be something to be special, unique in somebody's eyes, it has to be with excitement. It has to come with a gishmak. It has to be with a freshness. It has to be kachadosh. And Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to Klal Yisrael. the word of Hashem to Klal Yisrael with Sinai is Torah Sakdosha. But in order for the Torah to have the effect, it has to be an oifen of simcha, of happiness, of excitement, of gishmak. That's what Torah. You could be on top of the Aron Kodesh, those are Shmuel's words. You could be on top of the Aron Kodesh, you could be in the holiest place. But if it's not with the excitement, the freshness, the uniqueness, the specialty of leaving a Torah, of a young lad partaking in a kiel the first time, the Torah won't have the same effect. It won't go in the same way. And this was the message of Ian of the Kruvim. The Kruvim were a representation because Baruch Hu's Torah is something that in its essence needs to be Chadoshim. But as an essence, it has to be the realization has to come for the people learning Torah. Has to realize that this commodity of Torah is something that's so special, so unique, so stupendous, that the approach and that the way I learn Torah, the way I get into Torah is with a freshness, with a kishma, with a tremendous love to Torah. And that's the way Torah is going to make an impression upon us. That's the way the Torah is going to seep into our blood, become our lifeline, become our chefza, become something that gives us that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we can connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What the Chazal tells us, it's when we approach Torah and realize that it gives us freshness, it gives us uniqueness, it's something that every word of it, every drop of it should be goyim simcha, every drop of it should be goyim es alus, a growth. The reason why people don't grow in Torah is they don't approach it as a topic that it's fresh, it's chadashim. We look at it as something old. We approach it as something not so special, and that creates a lack of cheshek. And when it creates a lack of cheshek, it creates a lack of the power of the Torah. Now, because like a flower, we leave the Torah. It becomes something that's bothersome, something that we don't want to have so much chakras with it. But if we realize and we approach with the excitement that every word of Torah is a new freshness, is a new opportunity for steiging, a new opportunity to understand Taas Hashem. If we approach it like a baby who's learning things for the first time. But it's not just an approach. Very nice. We'll approach it. Okay, you know what? We'll go into a machine, and the machine will say, you know what? Approach it. Approach it in a way that you have a freshness to it. It's not that. But the Yisoid of Torah is, as the Gemara says in Brachos Samach Gimel Lamed Beis. The Gemara says that Torah Azoivi Adad, Azoivi the nursing mother, who every time the baby wants to get more milk, you can get more milk, so the Gemara, Torah, called man, and you go into it, there's always new chedushim, you always understand more, you understand deeper, you understand better, you get more clarity in it. And therefore, Torah in its essence, whatever we're learning, this, even though we learned it once before, Torah has that koya, because it's Das Elokim. And since it's Das Elokim, it's not limited. There's no end to it. It's not like a subject matter that if you know the subject, okay, that's it. The Gemara Zog, the first brachas, Samach Gimel, that goes, man, you go into it again. I saw it once, I saw it yesterday. Okay, we learned the Gemara already. Let's move on, Rebbe. We learned it yesterday. Can we move on to the next sugya? Well, I read the Rashi already. I read the Tosfos. Did the Gemara? Did the Mefarshim? Zok the Gemara? No. Zok the Gemara calls man that you go into Torah again and again. There's more chidush. There's more understanding. There's more spiral. So Torah's essence is something that the more and more clarity they get, the more excitement should be going. It's pum faker. So Rashi says, by Kriyas Shema, you read it over again. It shouldn't be like Judy. Oh, well, it shouldn't be. It should be Chadashim. What does that mean? How can you tell me something that I learned what it should be Chadashim? The terrorist is Chadashim. Because you never learned like this before. Because the essence of the person approaches Torah with that concept that every day, because even something that I learned could be a new Chiddush. So the Neilah, at the end of the day, you're going to see Chiddushim from it. You're going to see Adar Adar. It's so amateur. Some of these Gemara that we chazed over 5, 6, 7 times, all of a sudden, we never thought of that. Wow, that's amazing. That's unbelievable. I learned this Gemara 10 times at my side. I learned this Gemara, that I learned a few times, and all of a sudden a kasha comes up that you never saw. Well, I never thought about that kasha. And I never thought about that terror. And then you start to think and go back and forth, and there's a whole different avenue of terror opens up because it's endless. It's Chochmas Elokim, which is endless. And just like the baby's approach to any chokhmah, it's always new. It's always fresh. It's always exciting. So too our approach to Torah has to be that way. That we have to realize that we go into learning Torah. We have an opportunity every single time, no matter what. We're doing Chazara now. Let's put on a Chazara cap. Make sure we know each word. No, we learn up again. It's another Talmud. You have to learn it again. And from that's going to come to a Chidush, Rabbi Yisrael. And that's what God will have excitement. When you have a clarity in the Torah, when you understand it on a deeper, deeper level. But each time you go in, you go a little bit deeper, you understand a deeper and deeper level. The Meister, you're going to have such clarity and such geschmack and such excitement. Because the estimate's that way. But we have to tap into it. We have to make ourselves like babies. And we have to understand that the Kodesh Baruch that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah, and it's endless, and it's limitless, and the person can tap into it and go deeper and deeper and deeper and never come to an end, and mechanish every year more and more, and there's more excitement and more geschmack. Because the deeper that we connect, the deeper we go into it, the deeper we attach ourselves to the Kodesh Baruch Hu on a deeper level. Knowing the Torah is knowing Hashem. Because that's the Torah, that's his desire, that's what it is. Hashem's Torah is the Torah. So we connect on a deeper level with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person does that, he learns Torah with a freshness. He learns Torah with excitement of good time. His whole material changes. It doesn't bother him, the soup. It doesn't bother what was for lunch. It doesn't bother what was for supper. Because, as you mentioned, the Mishnah Yes, the Kaki, the Chachi Daka, Shal Torah, Batamach, or my Mesura, Val Oris Tishon, the Torah Ata Omer, Ashrecha, but the Mazer, you feel the Ashrecha in this world, you feel the Ashrecha, because every second you feel uplifting. Every second that you're learning, partaking of Torah, you feel uplifted. You feel like a shaker. You manage feel like a shaker. The famous Meister, Moshe Feinstein, He was sitting with his back to the door, and he was learning, and his grandchildren or cousins came in to see him, and the Rebbe said, if you wait for him to stop, he'll never end. He's like a drunkard, she said, to a bottle of whiskey. It's just not enough. I remember Rebbe Mordechai Gifter said that when he came to the tells. So when he came to tell Yeshiva in Litta, so he was coming, it was Shavuos by day, and the mighty man at Talmud Chacham was running back to the base. He's running back to the base medrash. So he said, "What are you running?" "Oh, you had a whole night of learning. A whole night of learning you just had. What are you running back?" He said, "You ever saw a shikr?" It was on a topic that everybody can enjoy now. "You ever saw a shikr? You ever saw a drunkard? He was drinking the whole night in the salon, the bar last night. Next morning, he's on his way back. Why? He can't get enough. Someone that a person has an appetite to, someone that a person enjoys, he never can get enough of it. I think it's our problem of our side. We don't approach a Torah with that realization. That Tachlis of Kim, and that every word that I understand, and everything that I know more, and everything that I gain more, is the greatest gift that Shias. And the greatest simcha to have in life with our side. Is the more understanding I have from Torah. And I get the excitement that I have in life with Boisai. You saw the Torah, the only one, the excitement that they have. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, one time in the yeshiva in the Mir, he was learning a pshat, and Reb Chaim used to like, yeah, he no call Torah Kula, he used to tie things together. So whenever he had a good pshat, he said, there's a sausage dick. He was like, Mamisha, he would rejoice, unbelievable. One time he had a pshat. He brought two far-flung things together from Shas. So he got up and he jumped on a bench in the Beis Medrash and he started clarifying, elucidating the Pshat, Baita, Vaita, and he started dancing, doing the jig in the Beis Medrash. He had such a spasm, he lost himself, he couldn't believe it. Lemaizeh said, we said the story over once that the Blazer Shach was once outside the house. It was once outside the house of the Biskar Rav. It was the winter. A yid was walking down the block under the Biskar Rav, and he sees a guy rolling in the snow. I was rolling back and forth. So the guy is supposed to sort of some type of sugar mill, some type of kid. What's going on? There's a guy rolling in the snow. So he came on closer. And he sees it's one of the dirty guys doing a blaze of shach, of shach. So he said, what's the pshat? What's the pshat? He asked the pshat. What's the pshat? You know, mamish. I thought it was mamish. I thought it was the collector, garbage collector, rolling in the snow. Mamish tumbling and back and forth in the snow. So he said, I want to tell you the truth. I go into the Biskar Rav many times a year. And I go in, and the Maisa, whenever I go into the Biskar Rav, I come out, and the simcha that I have, the sauce that I have of his pshat and his mahalchim are so stupid. I go crazy. The etzah, I want to get out there and dance and juggle and go around and do a jig. But the mice, the people are around. So I don't want them to lock me up and give a show for a show. I want them to come with a straitjacket. This man, my mom is doing good. But the mice, they were snowing and showing. I don't think anybody was around. So I let I let it out. I let about what I really feel in my terribly. It doesn't make sense, Abayisa. It doesn't make sense. It's a horrid weapon against us. It's so strong. We beishnei kruvim shteitach in parsha that the baby has an enthusiasm. That the baby enjoys everything he learns is fresh, is new. It's something new to him. When a person learns something new, it tickles the mind. You get it. That's how every Divrei Torah should be for us. That's Divrei Torah, I say, in its essence. And it doesn't make sense. The person should be so zat, he should be so satiated with Torah. Nothing should bother him. That's John the Mystery, like, Kachi Taka Shal Torah. Pasta Mel, Zorichal, Mahdi Mesur Tishta. The guy's eating Pasta Mel, he's not eating so much. And he's on the ground. And Val'or Tisha, and the Chai Tzad Tichi, and the Chai Tzad, and this. At the end of the day, he's living Torah. Nothing bothers him. He has such a geschmack in life. He has such a spirit in life. It doesn't bother him. They said over at the Levaya, for a small Birnbaum, Moyer Merabi, the Chatzal of the Kodesh Lebracha. So they said over that his Mechutin said that Nebuch, he sat Shiva for his a few sons. But one of the last ones, he sat Shiva for his son, Leblevel, Big Tavachochom. So this Mechudin, Rabbi Sar of Solomon, who was the Rav Petach Tiv, he's also not around anymore. Kitzur, so this Mechudin said over at the Levine, unbelievable Zah. He said over that he was, but he came to a few times to the Shiva house, whatever. But after he finished Shiva, Shmuel got up. And the first words came out of his mouth, Mandama Paganus Kiknose. He just got up from Shiva from his son. he said to the man dog, the Bonsugi Baba Kavanis, according to the man dog, Pagan is Kitlosa, how do you learn Pshat? You know, take it easy, Shmuel. No, the Pshat is easy. Lulis Sagos Koshashua. That was his life. That was his Gishmak. What else do you have in life? But he didn't mean anything, man. It's not the Pshat. It's not the Pshat of Boisai that these people are learning Torah, they're missing. But they also have Torah. They don't feel they're missing. They have everything. Lulis Sagos Koshashua, he has everything. And he's so elated and so mamish in a different world from the symbols that Torah points out that nothing matters. You walk around in a state of elation, the simcha of Boisai. That was Purim was all about, Boisai. What's the simcha of Purim? Oh, I know what everybody says. I know what my simcha of Purim is. I finally get to break out the Jack Daniels in my closet, which I was hiding from the Rashida for a few months. Maybe it wasn't hard because I had another bottle. But anyway, I finally get to break out my Jack Daniels. I finally get to get drunk. The whole year she didn't let me. Did it anyway, but Lamaisa now officially, not unofficially, officially, unofficially, I can get drunk and go down. That's what he's looking for, the Simcha of Purim. What was the Simcha of Purim? The Pshat is that they came to the realization of the Oyra Zutoyra Zot Chazal. Nikila Tazayim. Like Yehudim Haisa Oira, the Simcha, the Sasan, the Kol. Yehudim Haisa Oira, Yehudim, like, very nice. What does the poison mean? So Chazal, Oira Zu Toira. Oira is Toira. Check the Maharal, so why don't we say, like, Yehudim Haisa Toira? The Pshat is supposed to say, they realize the Oira of Toira. They realize the light, the lift kind of Toira. They realize the light of Toira. How much light it gives you. How much it affects you in the Shama. They realize that without Torah, what are they? They're like any other nation of the world. That's what they realized. So it was Oira. It was the Oira from Torah. It was the Gishmak, the Lichtakai. The Bahari, and the Torah Secha. That's what they realized on Purim. And that's what gave them the whole Gishmak, the sauce, and everything else. It shed light on everything that they do. That was the Simcha of Purim. They realized. The halakha, the gishmak of Torah. And this is what's missing today in our lives. People are learning Torah very nice. Everybody has their pencils. Oh, Hashem. You pick one up on my desk if you want. There's no lead. There's their pencils. They're writing in. Very gishmak. Everybody's sitting there in a learning storm. Where's the gishmak of Torah? Where's the gishmak? Where's the feeling a guy comes out of a seder? Says, wow, that was amazing. That was exciting. I just understood a Rashi. I just understood a Tosfos. I just understood Pshat the Gemara. Where's the lichtakai? Where's the gishmak? Where's the running around with simcha rabbeinu? I'm telling you, if a person gets there, you don't need anything else. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave this as a matzah to Klal Yisrael because this is something that you don't need anything else. Ki HaTorah Koilo Kol HaTorah Shemo'ilo. And a person gets addicted to it. That's the Pshat Rabbeinu Tzaddik. Because everything's in it. And if a person is not addicted to it, and a person is not, it means he's not learning properly. It means he's not understanding, he's missing the point. He's missing the boat. But it's more than that, Abayisai. Because the avad of the Yisoid, Abayisai, is that the Torah gives us clarity on life. Not only clarity and understanding, but it's much more than that. The Simcha of Torah is about the clarity of life that so many people are missing in this world. The depression and all the sadness and everything because people don't have clarity of life. They're missing the boat. They're missing the boat. The clarity of life is missing. The clarity of Torah is clarity of life. And people are walking around depressed, sad, not going so good, had a rough day. What are you upset about? His mind's running around. What should I do? Where should I go? Where? Who? What? There's no clarity. He's all over. As you mentioned last time, the Yisoid of Simcha comes from the Torah Sasekis. from not having faith is supposed to be. That's where it comes from. And how do we get clarity in our lives? How do we know? How do we find clarity in our lives? You know how you find clarity? You learn more Torah. Because Torah is the blueprint. Torah is the matan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how to live a successful and happy life. Torah is the epitome. There's probably even a shvacha word. Torah is the metzius. It's the essence of clarity. That's the metzius. The problem is, Hashem made us Yashar. Hashem made us Yashar. What do we call B'nai Yisrael? What's the word Yisrael? Yashar Kel. Hashem made us Yashar. Behavior pictures. We make Cheshbonos. Hashem made us Yashar. He gave us a Torah. And to keep us in the Torah, is there, it was always for you. You should go in the Derech HaYashar. But it's not Yashar, we're not Torah. Everything the Torah talks about, it's safe by Yashar, safe places. Remember what Zohar said. Everything's about Torah, it's about Yashrus. Clarity. Doing in the right way. But it's all we get involved. You went into the world, you got involved with the Yetzer Hara. Adam Rishon was the first one. You got involved with the Yetzer Hara. You got into him. And now our mind is spinning around. What should we do? Where should we go? I don't know what to do with my life. I'm confused. Get me a psychologist, psychiatrist, life coach. Get them all for me. Why? There's no clarity. And that's because we believe this is sort of us of Torah, of understanding the clarity of Torah, of getting under the depths of Torah, of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and finding the way in life of us. That's what Purim's all about of us. And I, Kabbalah, said Torah because it became clear to them their task in this world. There was a new Kabbalah of Torah because they were involved in, they were in Babel and they didn't have clarity. They got mixed up with the Goyim again, going to their parties. Shmeres makes a big bash. 180 days, he knew how to party. Alright, oh wow, guys think they know how to party over here. Oh, I can't wait for Purim. Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, that's the party. Shmeres, 180 days, see if you can go 180 days still get and get drunk. I think they know how to party. They're trying to just suit it, suit it, and they're going to the Suda, according to one Chazal, they were Nenim Suda Tachashverish. They were Nenim Suda Tachashverish. And they saw, that's it, the life is about partying, going to the bars, enjoying the booze, getting drunk. That's life. They got a clarity. That's life. Zayim and Shemayim. The life is at stake now. The life is at stake, and Sefer Sheldover is saved with an miraculous that Kosh Baruch shows them. That had clarity. What do we do now? We want to stay with that clarity. We want to continue with clarity. What do you do? He will be keep losing the Gemara and Shabbos and the Kabbalah Torah and the Chodesh. We want to move on to Torah. We want to adhere to Torah. We want to stick to Torah. We want to know Torah. We'll be involved in Torah. All the problems that we have there, all the problems. Oy vavoy, all the oy vavoy, the alpoina shel Torah, because we've been zoyin of Torah. Because we leave Torah, we're not connected to Torah, we don't stay involved in Torah, and then everything comes, everything falls apart. We lose clarity, we lose connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we go far away, you call these guys up, Rabbi, what's up? Where are you? I don't know where. I'm somewhere. I'm trying to figure out where I am. Who I am. What should I do in my life? I'm all confused. Of course you don't want to do in life. It's not the point, Rabbi Zayin, that a guy's learning all day, not learning all day. It's the point that he has clarity in his life. Because he's connected with a Kosh Baruch. I always tell guys before they go on a Shidduch day, you know what you should do? Rebbe, I think I should shine my shoes for 16 hours. I want them to be sparkling. I want them to look at my shoes and see a reflection of herself in my shoes. I want those shoes to be shiny. And I want to work, you know, making my tie. You ever see these guys, they're really making their tie. No good. Look at that. 45 minutes. I think I'll square it. No, maybe a triangle. He's 45 minutes with his tie and his hat on his head. That's a whole nother thing. About 20 minutes, which way should he wear his hat? Like that. Maybe like that. He's not even wearing the hat. He's gonna go off after 3 minutes. You know, first impression. He curves it this way, he curves that. 44 hours. What should you do before a date? You know what you should do before a date? Just sit and learn Torah. You need clarity. You go on a date, you need clarity. Just someone wants to come in and call me about a shidduch. I said, you know what you need the most about a shidduch day? It's clarity. You have to understand the things you can pick up, things you can know. You need clarity. You need clarity for what you want to do with your life. How do you get clarity? You sit and learn Torah. Chazish used to say that a person has any big decision to make in life. Chazish used to say, what should you do? Well, today it's very easy. Ding, ding, ding. Rabbi, what should I do? Which underwear should I wear today? Hanes or food in the loom? Today we can't make decisions on anything. Ding, ding, 5 minutes later. Rabbi, what do you think I should drink for breakfast? Coffee or tea? I don't know. What's on the town counter? Ding, ding, ding. Rabbi, which suit should I wear on the date? I don't know. I'm closing the phone for a few hours now. We'll have to figure out which socks we should wear also. Anyway, but today to make decisions so hard to make decisions. What should you do? What should you do? It's 4 hours to make a decision. That's why you see guys go to Bina's mind and go to them to the hat shops or like that. Guy once told me it would be 6 hours the guy was trying which hat he should wear. I'm going to take that one. You have another one? Well, you've seen 765 hats already. We're out of stock. We're shipping them in from Brooklyn now, another 600 hats. 6 hours. That's why, you know, they have to, the original reason why they have to come home early for Pesach was they have to punish to leave right away. You have to buy your hat for Pesach. I think about a month to choose it, and that's going to get it delivered. But anyway, so the guy says to choose his hat and to choose his life. Chazni says you want to make a big decision in life. You don't have a Rebbe around. What do? You want to make a big decision. I have to make a major decision in life. You know, major decision. Like, which should you have Skippy peanut butter or, you know, peanut butter? How about a major decision in life? What do you do? There's no doubt, sorry, that. And if I'm a major decision, you have to do. So the Chazish, go learn, you should learn a sugi now for a couple of hours, be Ian. Learn the Ian, a sugi be Ian. And after you learn the sugi be Ian, what the first thing that comes to your mind, that's what you think of, you learn. You have clarity of mind. You connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You learn the Torah, you should go to HaKadosh. People go out to the time, these people, and they had a decision. There was a guy here, used to live here. The Maita, no one understood the thing. There was a Yid that lived here in the neighborhood for many years. But the Maita, he had come to actually, he came to two Gedolim, got to the time, and the Shimon also. And the Maita's wife was working in Chutzlar. I'm not going to all the Shire, but the Maita, they both had Paskin. That both, whatever they came to, they both had that he should come down, he should move the family down to Trump, and the wife should stay there. And everybody was saying, what's going on? The wife should stay there, but she used to come back here and there, which is the only time. The wife said his kids became Hashem and Hashem, but they told her, he raised a murder the family. Everybody said, what's going on? Who told him to do it? No, told him to do it. And they were right. They had unbelievable skills on the moment. What's the pshat? Because they have clarity of faith. And they're connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through leaving our Torah. You say, anything I can learn clarity. No, it's more than that. It's a clarity with the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The simcha that Torah is going on, the person learns. With that, you go into a feeling. First of all, I always think I go into a thing because of the clarity you should have. But second of all, also, the simcha. The feeling of gishmak you have. You go into, you feel confident, you feel good. The greatest thing you could do for a day is learn Torah. For anything in life. The simcha of the sasan, the aura of Torah, all the simcha sasan, everything follows up. There shouldn't be a bach in yeshiva that's depressed. It doesn't make sense. It's stira. Why was your stira? How could you be limud haTorah? How could you be involved in Torah and you're sad, you're unhappy? Vice versa, you're involved in other things. Vice versa, there's other things going on behind the scenes. But that's the limud of haTorah. So you saw it, the Pashas Truma of the Oren HaKodesh. You want to find HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Bosan. Where do we find him? You're going to the Mishkan. Where do you find him in the Mishkan? Not in the Chotzer. Not in the Azara. I mean, he's also there, obviously. But where's the Shechina Medaberet? Not in the Chotzer. Not in the Azara. Not in the Kodesh, when the Kodesh HaKodesh. But not just the Kodesh HaKodesh. On top of the Oren, but where? Yibein Shnei Akruvim. The voice of Hashem, our voice, is sound with Shnei Akruvim, with the purity of the faces of the young kid. But not only the purity, but the enthusiasm. The realization that Torah Akdosha, the realization that every word is a world. Every word of Torah is Bainar Lomas. Every letter, the letters of the Hebrew, the Bainar Lomas. Shemos Hashem. Unbelievable Zacha that's going on in Torah of Oysad. And we have the opportunity to partake of it and be connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oysad. That's the Elbon of Torah. That's the loss of Torah. That's the Bezoyan. This generation, we leave Torah for this and for that. We don't realize. The Oilam, they couldn't get enough. They didn't want to waste a second. But more than that, the simcha that we can have about that, the everlasting simcha that a person, and we know it about it, those who would partake of it in that oifin, those who get into it, those learn Torah with their enthusiasm, those who make a mishmash out of it. And I want to add a knesh over here about that. A lot of there are times that we come, and we got to get those cheshik pills. We come to base measures. Oh man, I'm not in the mood to do this again. We walk in here and take one look at the caravan. We think we're going around the same guys, same time, same place. The physical doesn't have so much joy, and you're coming from physical sometimes, either physical workout, or you're coming from physical activity with your stomach, your belly, and the belly's been physical for a while just now. And you come into the base manager, you feel, oh, okay, at least there'll be a CM, so I'll have more physical bed in my belly. But the mice said, but chutz from that, you come, it's chutz from that, but the mice, you come to say, you know, what's the eighth of us? The eighth is run to the safer, throw yourself in, and like the Mr. Shum said, sometimes you have to do things, that you don't have the cheshit so much in there. The chitzoyis from earth, it means you run over, you learn, and Eid Hashem, it starts to catch on, and you become a fire. That's the story of Mishnah. That's what we have to realize. And we have to grow up and get clarity. We want to have simcha in our lives. We want to have a life of enjoyment, but real enjoyment. Because the other enjoyments you'll realize about that, those who say the enjoyment, you walk around, they're depressed. You walk around, you look in the articles, what's written there, how many people walk around depressed in going for help, psychology, read every article in all these magazines today. It's always tens and tens and tens of articles, I don't know, hundreds of articles, and all the articles discussing what to do with this problem. Everything's labeled ODD, ADD, CDB, BDC, LBA, every single different cyst that you have. And what does it come from? Why? Because we're missing. There was never such a cyst in the world today. Okay, the world became a different world today. But more than that, much more than that, the reading of Torah, of getting that connection with Torah, of learning Torah with that chesed, everything falls apart. And the Eza Hashem, by the Chazal, say, Tamu'u, taste and you'll see. Taste and you'll see. Torah says, Hashem says, try me out. Try me out. Taste and you'll see. Those who've done it, come to that realization. Those who've done it, come to that kishmah. Those who've done it, get more clarity in their life. People think it works out. You know why changing life becoming more close? No, it's the opposite. Because he gets more into learning, and because he has more of a clarity, because he has more of a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now he wants to do the right thing in life. He wants to change his life. He wants to go on the right path. That's what it's all about. And that's what Purim is, the Simcha of Purim. We should be Zoycha Be'ezah Hashem. We should Nichnas Adar Ma'av B'Simcha. The clarity, the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring us Be'ezah Hashem Yisborach. That's the argument of La'ihudim HaYisah Oyer B'Simcha B'Sos 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 B